Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest, Evangelist Linnell Perry. Welcome, Evangelist.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on your radio show.
Yes, I'm honored to have you here this morning. Can you please share a little bit with us about yourself?
I just want to say happy birthday to my mom, Janelle Perry. Today is her 90th birthday. She is in her right mind. She can walk, talk, see, and hear. Our family is so blessed to still have our mom with us. Wow, I don't talk much about myself, but I am a PK. I'm a preacher's kid, what we call PKs. And I am more delighted and appreciative today than ever before to be a PK. I just realized that everything that my parents provided for us, the foundation of holiness, is crucial in these times. I am the proud mother of two, Tramell, who got married in May, and my son, her husband, Elder Anthony Hudson, and I have a son, Christian Perry, who is 5 years old, who is in kindergarten this year, so it's been an exciting year. I am an evangelist in the church. I work locally, in the district, in the national church, and I enjoy the work of the Lord. I'm a nurse practitioner in my career, secular career, and I serve patients who have mental health illnesses, and I enjoy that as well.
Yes, I mean, that is an amazing and great life the Lord has blessed you with. Now, what brings us to this point today, you put a clip out there of how crucial it is for the body of Christ to come together and come back to holiness. I was so taken by that clip. That's why I reached out to you, because I think the whole world needs to hear what you have to say.
Being, and I'm going to say in the church, of course, I wasn't always saved. I got saved at 19. But being in the church and receiving Christ as my personal Savior and having a relationship with Him, I feel like we are not, and I include myself, where we were when we first got saved. So when I say church, I'm not talking about the building. The building is where we come collectively to worship. But the church is me. The church is you, other people. That's the church. And if I am not striving to be like Christ, then I have fallen short. And I think when we look at the church, people as a whole, certainly not everybody, we've fallen short. We are further away from God than we were when we first received Him.
Exactly. Evangelist Perry, in your opinion, how did all of this happen?
Well, I think, and I actually wrote this down, I think we have lost the purpose of the church. And I'm talking about the purpose of people collectively. Ephesians 4:12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That is the purpose of the church. And until we come together in unity, in faith, and in the knowledge of the Son of God, then we've fallen short. I had scriptures today that we don't hear much of, because I think our focus is diluted. Yes, we talk about the love of Christ, but we talk about all of the blessings of God. We talk about how to get this and how to get that. And in Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I have to seek God and seek how I can be righteous. And then all these things shall be added. I think we're seeking the thing. We're seeking popularity. We're seeking how good we can look. We're seeking everything for us, which is idolatry.
That is so true, and not the righteousness of God.
Yeah, I look at the church sometimes, we become like the Statue of Liberty. We're blind, we're silent, and it's something that people stand by and watch. And we wonder why the crutches are not on the wall, why people are getting saved in droves, because they're standing watching us not be the church, which is the perfecting of the saints. We remember a time where if a sinner came in our churches, sometimes they ran out because they couldn't stand the gospel. They couldn't stand hearing, "For the wages of sin is death." They couldn't stand knowing that if they're not righteous. They couldn't stand hearing the works of the flesh, adultery and fornication and uncleanness and lasciviousness. When is the last time we heard those scriptures?
That's right. That's right.
1 Corinthians 6:9, "Be not deceived. Don't be tricked. Neither fornicators nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind shall inherit the kingdom." When is the last time we actually talked about all of the sins and sat down and explained what each sin meant? Because we don't, flesh doesn't want to hear that. We want to feel good.
That's right.
We jump and shout and have praise and worship, and we go home the same way, doing the same thing. But you must be born again.
The scripture came to mind, 1 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn." So you have to turn from your wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven and he'll heal our land. Until we turn from our wicked ways. And he's talking about the church. He's not talking about the sinners. He's talking about the church, because my people have turned from God.
Yeah.
And until we turn back, we're going to see all this calamity throughout the body of Christ. Right. I don't want to say to the physical church. I'm talking about through the body of Christ.
Yes.
We got to turn back to God.
We hear that scripture, but we don't hear it. We don't really hear it because we're not going back. We're not changing. There was a song, and I know you remember, that said, "Take me back to a place where I first..."
Oh, yes.
Now, that song, whoever wrote it, they just didn't write it to be writing it. Either they recognized that they needed to go back, or that the people of God needed to go back. And I remember personally getting saved, and I was actually in college in my dormitory room. So you don't have to be at the physical building to get saved.
Right.
But I had a change of heart.
That's right.
Those things that I knew was of the world, I stopped doing. Now we have become part of the world, doing what the world does. And the Bible clearly says that we got to live in it, but come out of it.
Right. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes.
The Bible says, "Wherefore come out from among them." Who is them? That's the world. "And be separate." There was a time you could see a saint walking down the street, and I'm not necessarily talking about what he or she had on, but you could see the Spirit of God in that person.
Wow.
That same scripture says, "Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." We're not going to heaven any kind of way. We're not going to heaven because we say we are Christians.
That's
we
right.
Love God. Everybody's saying they love God.
Right.
But the Bible says, "If you love me,
you'll keep my commandments."
You will keep my commandments.
Say that, evangelist.
Sick and tired of seeing people in church dancing, speaking a tongue, lifting up their hands, crying a cry, and not changing. They do not change. That is not salvation.
That's right. He said, what's that scripture? if any man be in me, if any man be in Christ,
he is a new creature.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You got a life change when you come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They want to be saved and do the world too. You can't serve two masters.
Right.
Either you're going to serve the one and hate the other.
Hate one or love the other.
Yes.
And the Bible also says he don't want you lukewarm. You either be hot or cold, meaning in the world or in Christ. And if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out. So either be saved or not be saved, but don't be a hypocrite.
That's right.
And those of us that are saved, every day we should be dying to self. I got things I don't like about me. Lord, show me. And then he's going to show you.
Yes,
and
he will.
Okay, I see this. Help me.
Help me.
I want to be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to be saved. I want to be perfect. And we've used that well, everybody is human. I'm human. But you know what? You better be spiritual. Because when you're spiritual, you're not so much human.
That's right.
That human self is supposed to be dying and being more spiritual. So Lord, help me to die to self, to Linnell.
Yes.
And help me to be more in you, in Christ. There was a time if somebody hurt us, we would pray for them, Lord, bless them, oh God. We wouldn't let it get to us. Now, you say something to somebody that leaves church, they got a chip over on their shoulder.
Right.
We've got to die.
Right.
If somebody is talking about us, we got to smile and keep it going.
That's right.
If I step on our toe, you ain't going to walk around the whole church. You going to go right by them and say, God bless you, sister. I remember some years ago, something happened and this person really did something, really, really hurt us and actually hurt me and my daughter. And I was doing praise and worship, standing up there. Now, I hadn't done anything wrong, but I was ignoring the person. I had built up anger in my heart for the person. And standing doing praise and worship, God says, you got to go to her and ask her to forgive you. And I'm like, Lord, I didn't do nothing wrong. But my attitude toward her was wrong. And I asked her to forgive me, and I started doing good things for her. Because it wasn't enough for me to ask her to forgive me. I had to know that I had forgave her by doing nice things. And today, I love her. Because guess what? All that stuff happened. It's in the past.
And evangelist, that's where, just what you said, I want to interject, that's where the Holy Ghost comes in at now.
Yes.
The Spirit of the Holy Ghost convicted you. Because
yes.
I've been there.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost say, now, listen, people can only see the exterior.
Yeah.
But God can see the interior.
Yes. Absolutely.
He sees the heart.
Yeah.
I may look like the best Christian there is, but that iniquity is what God deals with.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that knows. So you and him know what's going on. And that's when you have to follow his voice and get that right. Because he's going to look at the heart.
Absolutely. And sometimes we act like God don't even see what we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're saying. And I'm afraid that some people have been given over to a reprobate mind. When you don't have a conscience for God, you may have been given over to a reprobate mind. And I don't want to, you know, it's one thing to sin. But it's another thing to keep sinning. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But we don't want to, we take advantage of certain scriptures like be angry and sin not. You don't want to be angry all the time. You want to get to a place where your anger decreases because you're more spiritual.
That's
the
right.
The Bible in Matthew 5:48, it says, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We're supposed to be modeling and watching God. And people have modeled and watched the preacher. The preacher is human and subject to mistakes. Our example of holiness is Christ.
Wow.
Yes, we're supposed to do everything that the Bible says, but you don't want to affix your eyes on man because man may disappoint you and let you down. So if your eyes is on man, when he or she falls, you're going to fall. So your eyes and your focus has to be on Christ Jesus. And every day we got to tell him that we want to be more like him.
Evangelist Perry, can you encourage our listeners and end us with a prayer?
I encourage the people that if you really want to see Jesus, you know, Evangelist Gail and I, we both have loved ones that are in heaven, and we want to see them. But most of all, I just want to sit at his feet and say, thank you, Lord, for everything you brought me through. I don't want nothing else. I want to see my daddy, but I just really want to see Jesus first, just to hug him for saving me, because he chose me. He predestined me to be saved. Can you? That is awesome all by itself, that before I was conceived, he knew me. He knew the good, the bad, and the ugly, but he said, I'm going to still save her. So be encouraged that God loves you and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Don't go after the things. Go after Jesus, and all those other things shall be added unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I beseech you for your name's sake that you would prick the very heart of the people who are listening on this radio show today. I ask that you would convict and convert anybody that's not like you, Lord, including those that say, I shouted in your name, I spoke in your name, I danced in your name. I don't want you to say, but I knew you not, Lord. So forgive us from all of our sins, O God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus, O God. Encourage the heart of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to know that it's all about you. It's not about us, Lord. It's about you and pleasing you in the name of Jesus. Bless this show in the name of Jesus to reach the millions of people who are lost, crying out for a Savior. They tried drugs. They tried alcohol. They tried this, that, and the other. But Lord, help them to give you a chance to enter into their heart. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Perry.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
God bless you.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.